Every conversation I seem to have around the city now, when you're like, hi, how are you? People just go, ugh, I'm done. I'm done with winter.
Yeah.
It feels like we're all, we are not folk cut out for north of the wall, Jon Snow.
No.
This is not our identity. And I know you winter people are out there and you're having a great time, but even you must be getting tired of the grayness up there in that sky of ours. But this is where I am bringing you together, because everyone's got a little joyful ritual that you do. And I've also got some science-backed ones. So maybe some of the ones you do, you don't even realize are scientifically proven to be really good for making you feel better.
Yeah.
A hot bath, a nice hot shower. Dean, what do you do?
It's fine if you gain weight.
No one's looking.
Nobody's looking, and it's insulation, and it's nicer for the cuddles. So if I put on a kilo or two in the wintertime, it's shana now.
And also, there's a good one, like the comfort eating, the cozy foods.
That's the best.
Because we can eat them in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Like summer's coming, but whatever. Eugene?
Coffee, chocolate, and anime.
That is you
in that specific
summer.
Order.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Summer, you are what?
Chasing after the sprogs. Oh, jeez. There goes another one. Why is that through the window now?
The smell of cinnamon can boost your brain function and improve your memory. Mm. And even sniffing cinnamon has been shown to increase alertness.
Not like that.
Best part of winter is you can cuddle up for a bit longer.
Mm.
And you can sleep next to your partner for a longer time than in the summer, especially when you get hot flushes. And the summertime is not good for sleeping close to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, move back.
Touching
but
one
in the
finger.
Wintertime, you can sleep a bit closer to each other. That's the best part for me, Jolene here.
Jolene, now we know why Dolly Parton was worried you were going to take her man.
Literally.
That is a very romantic take, and I will put that in my back pocket as a positive for winter, because in summer, you don't want to spoon and snuggle as much as you do in winter. Sorry for all you single folk out there. You can spoon your water, hot water bottles. Lucas says, winter, highball, thank goodness for my doggo to keep my feet warm. There you go. You can have a dog as also is a cozy.
That is true. Dogs really are like hot water bottles in bed in winter.
I have four cats and they are grumpier than I am that
really?
It's cold.
Really? Oh no.
Yell at me about it.
Oh, winter time, especially over weekends when it's really raining and cold, I like to bake.
Bake
muffins or banana loaves.
Good one.
Nice hot puddings. And yeah, it makes me happy to have my family together with nice hot meals.
That's nice.
I love warm slippers. I even wear my fluffy warm gown in the house over my clothes if it's very cold. My blankie in front of the TV. And I watch repeats of MasterChef looking at food shows.
Mark
Meitgelukkig.
That is a great hack there. Thank you for sharing that one. Here's a science fact for you. Being cold can mess with your sleep hormones. Because when you're cold for too long, your body produces more cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and less melatonin, which we know is the sleep one. So that is why all the sockies and the gowns and a nice warm thing before bed really helps you to get cozier and ready for sleep. So it's for science that you have to do this. If you're cranky and you can't sleep, your cold toes are probably the problem. Do you know that there's a Danish term called hygge? I don't know if I'm saying it right.
What is it?
Hygge.
Oh.
It's a sound you make if you pick up a rock, I think.
Oh, I almost thought it sounded like
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Hi, guys. You pronounce it hygge.
Oh.
Like, hygge. You, if you like, say H-O-O. G-G-A, hygge.
Hygge.
The Danish term of H-Y-G-G-E, it's hygge, pronounced hygge.
That, thank you. It's neuroscience about the fact that warm lighting helps your brain mimic the sunset. And of course, in Denmark and all those Scandinavian countries, they get so much darkness in winter.
Yes.
And they actually turn on warmer lights at different times of day to create the idea of the sun moving through the sky.
Like in your house or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, you get the cool lights and then the warm lights.
Yeah.
So even just candles, it's that feeling that gets your brain even cozier in winter. So it's fairy lights are not just for December. You can wrap yourself in them like a burrito and feel more joy. But yeah, so that's why some of you are saying you love to light a candle or light a fireplace. There is some neuroscience behind that glow that actually does make you feel better in the colder months.
Hey, Smile.
Hi.
This is Greg. I'm not a fan of summer because I hate being sweaty and sticky all the time.
Fair enough.
So I much prefer the winter. With winter, you can add on more to keep warm. Mm. With summer, you cannot take too much off.
I mean, listen, that did sound like there was someone in that traffic who doesn't like winter.
No.
We heard them hooting. They're in a bad mood.
Somebody ice cold, man.
Greg's happy with his layering. And that is one fact that a lot of you are saying, that the silver lining of winter is the fashion can be more fun. You can wear fluffy scarves and fun hats and all the gloves. And bright colors are also supposed to make us happier, according to science. So if you can get some colorful gloves and things, it might make you feel a little better.
Hi, Angel and guys. Now, for me, I think the best thing to keep warm for me would be a little bit of a old brown sherry key, you know, on the couch under blankie, and then watching all my recorded programs that I record during the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I stay warm, especially weekends.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye. A little bit of a cuddle and a care. Nothing wrong with that. Look, we are trying to help to find ways to feel better. Janine says, I warm my hoodie in the tumble dryer for a few minutes before I put it on.
Genius. Yeah. Genius.
Self-care. Mm. That's what we're here for. Dancing, moving, and sunlight is very good for your serotonin. Even on a gray day, the scientists say it can still make you feel better. Maybe that's why smokers seem so happy when they come back. It wasn't the smoke. It was the fact that they were outside in the light. And
that could play a part. That definitely could play a part.
You could be like Fahim, who says, I put lavender oil in my shower and call it a spa hour. Even though it's only 3 minutes, it makes out a
difference. Ooh, I was wondering, that spa hour.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Look, we know we've been getting rain, but let's not be showering for an hour, everyone.
So now I get why most South Africans braai. So that they can make themselves feel better.
You see, hygge.
That makes perfect sense.
Now you're not even saying Kom ons braai, now you say Kom ons hygge.